sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
Right now, the prize is help and information, and it's for Not Carol. She joins us on the phone. So fill us in. What we know so far is you have made a big decision, but you did not tell your boyfriend.
Well, I decided that I'm going to move, and I haven't told him. And I haven't told him because I'm not planning on him coming with me.
Well, at least you're honest.
So,
let's be honest.
You don't see a future in this relationship.
I mean, we've been dating a month. It's only been a month, and he's awesome. He's really such a great guy. Mm-hmm. But I just don't really see him moving, and I'm not going to turn down an opportunity.
Now, okay, so you're leaving us, too? You're leaving the area? Is that the deal?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
That doesn't mean I can't come back and listen.
Yeah, whatever, bye.
That's maybe who she should have ran the idea by, us.
Yeah, I know, you didn't run the idea by us.
But I get what you're saying.
I'm sorry, guys, and I've known you way longer.
I know. I feel
but
cheated
it's one
on.
Month of dating this guy. You said he's cool, but at the same time, I get it. If it's a big opportunity, you only know this dude for a month.
Yeah.
A month. And like, who knows, right? A month could lead to something, but I like making money. I just got an opportunity to make a lot of it, and I want to take that.
Okay, but if he says to you, "Hey, I would move for you. I would move with you.
Yeah,
I would
with live you. With you. Yeah.
What would you say?"
I can't even see him doing that. I really can't.
Would you consider the relationship? Would you continue to date him? Or you just don't want any parts of him? You like, I'm moving to a new city. Bye.
I feel like that's so much pressure, like to for him to come there. Because what if it doesn't work out? Then he moves his whole life after a month.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure for him. It's a ton of pressure for you in particular. Because then you sort of feel responsible for this guy. And what is he going to move in with you? I mean, what's going
to
happen?
What I mean,
here?
It's been a month. So like if he wanted to go there on his own dime and find a place, and then we still try it out, if that was cool with him, but with no. Pressure expectation on me, I'd be okay with that.
So I guess the question is, because you got to obviously you tell him you're moving, or you're going to end up in an episode of Ghost Hunters here on this show eventually. But do you say, "Hey, I'm moving"? Because if that's all you say, then you almost do leave that door open. So you almost want to start with, "Yo, we're breaking up."
You have to.
P.S. I'm moving. Like,
it's not going to work out. I'm moving.
Yeah, I already know I don't want to do long distance. So I'm going to be like, I was thinking just to be like, I don't think a relationship's going to work with me being over there.
Right. How much time do you have before you move from right now, from today?
From today? Like,
tomorrow.
She was actually
she's in the car right
is
now.
On the way.
It's like, I was just going to text her.
Bye.
I mean, I had known my now wife for only about 9 months, and she decided to move to Philadelphia.
Oh, wow. But 9 months is different compared to 1 month.
I know. I'm aware. And even within 9 months, I did legitimately think to myself, I mean, if I go down this path, that is a lot of pressure. Yeah. I mean, that's relationship to the next level.
I'm going to marry her. So you did.
Hi, Amanda.
So I lived in Tennessee, and I knew my husband for 3 months, and he said, "I'm moving to Virginia." Okay. And I told him I was going to stay in Tennessee, but then I realized that I wanted to be with him. So we got married. I moved my entire life from Tennessee to Virginia at 18 years old, and we've been married for 19 years.
Oh, my God. Congrats.
I know. Look at that. And so, but you had the time away, and you realized, hey, I'd much rather be there.
It was one day. I told him one day.
Okay,
I
but
called
she, you know what?
And I said, "Come and get me."
In her defense, she was 19, and everything is really important in one day. Awesome, thank you, Amanda.
I think Not Carol knows what she wants to do.
You know what? But I think
I can hear it in her voice.
Maybe we should allow the guy who's involved in this to at least have some sort of input in all of this.
That would be pretty important.
So lay it all out there and see what happens.
Yeah.
But what do you have to lose? Mm.
I feel like I can be open-minded, and I think I do. I have to tell him. And okay. then
and then what?
Obviously,
and,
I have to tell him.
Yeah, yeah. I think I think before we crossed that bridge a long time ago, Matt Carroll. You definitely have to tell him.
I came to your house and it's empty. Where are you?
That would be so sad. As we laugh so hard.
Oh my God! Has somebody done that? That I want to know now. Is there someone out there where it's just they were gone and not my wife left me because that stuff happens all the time.
I'm talking about my boyfriend. I did just pack up and leave. I didn't give him any kind of warning. I did. I had my family come over and we packed up everything. He's like, where are you going?
But did you move to like Kansas?
No,
I mean,
no.
You guys have convinced me. I am going to tell him.
Okay. I'm going to move. I have thought about this long and hard. I'm going to let him know.
I thought we were past that part.
Right there.
So, not Carol. We require an update. You can't leave us entirely just yet.
Okay.
So, because I got to know now. Is it coming? Is he not coming? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.